as we wind down our final segment, see what we can do to get Gary on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. How may we help you, Gary?
Well, my question is kitchen cabinet refacing and countertops. Which contractor do I want first to look at their job?
Okay, now
do you have a cabinet refacer on your list?
For anybody that doesn't know, cabinet refacing is a laminate board sheet that they adhere to existing cabinets. It gives them a brand new, refreshed look. And if your cabinets are structurally sound and you're looking for a new style, it's a great way to do that without having to undergo the expense of tearing everything out and putting new cabinets in.
And if the cabinet boxes are solid, which is what you'd want to verify, that the integrity of the boxes will support that, a lot of the resurfacers and refacers will actually upgrade all of your hardware to soft-closing drawers and soft-closing doors. And Gary, we had a man that did that on our website for years, but unfortunately he was a victim of the COVID situation where he lost a couple good people, not lost to the world, but they opted to do something different. He dropped down to a size. He basically called us and said, "Rosie, I've got to drop off the network. I can't even keep up anymore." But there's some good ones. And most of those guys would tell you, depending on what you want to do on countertop, are we just trying to do an overlay countertop or are we going to replace it completely? Most of the guys, I think, in resurfacing and refacing would like you to have the countertop guys in there and get that done. They can protect the countertop from their work. It's harder for the countertop guys and the plumbers and the appliance guys to protect the cabinets while they're in there doing all their modification. So I hope that helps. I'd probably try and tackle the countertop first, and then we'll work with you trying to find a resurfacer, refacer of cabinets that you can trust. There are a couple we're currently looking at now in the screening process. I can't give you someone that's ROSIE certified, but we can get close and do a little research for you. Appreciate the call, Gary.
Guys, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but only 10 calendars are left. So if you haven't emailed me or gone to our Easter yet, it's time to do it.
The last 10 the last
left.
The last 10 Arizona homeowners that will get a calendar this
year. For 2021, yeah.
Yeah, right. Need to reach out right now to rosieonthehouse.com.
And on the e-store to find it.
I think that's over 40,000 we've distributed this year.
Mm-hmm. It will be. It's not listed individually because I was trying to find it on the e-store. But if you click on any one category, it's listed in every single category. It doesn't have its own category. So
okay.
For whatever it's worth, save you a few minutes. It took me a couple minutes during the break. I'm like, where is it?
Hey, let's wrap the show up with one of my favorite parts of the whole show is, what are our takeaways? We've been on the air 3 hours. What do we want the Arizona homeowners to remember about today's broadcast? You want to start with the Outdoor Living Hour?
Weeds.
John Harper.
That sure struck a nerve. Citrus usually strikes a nerve. Tomatoes strike a nerve. But man, today, weeds really struck a nerve. So get your pre-emergent and your weed killers out. Stay on top of it. We've got that rain last week. We've got warm temperatures now. They're sprouting.
Weeds,
stay on top of it.
It's, weeds, weeds.
And it's you use less product when they're smaller. And it's a lot faster than if you wait and let them get big.
All right. Miss Carol, what's your takeaway of today's broadcast?
It always kind of shocks me how often you talk about home energy audits and just how many things that can answer. And so just what a good investment that is. And that is a great, excellent place to start. And a lot of our certified guys can do that for you.
And the utility companies subsidize it. So it's so affordable. There's no less expensive way you can get such a thorough inspection of your home. It's a great place to start. Miss Jennifer, sweet Jennifer.
I always like the blog, and I really like just talking about trees and where to plant them and thinking forward 20 years. Because we kind of actually have that issue with one of our trees. We didn't quite anticipate how big it would get, but just realize that the roots go out as far as the edge of the canopy. So just think forward. How big is that tree going to be and how far away do I need to plant it from the house?
And if there's moisture source outside the canopy, that root will find it. So it can exceed the canopy given the right conditions. Well, I think Sal's tip on sound isolation of windows was great. We talk often about the only time for you in Arizona to ever even think about going triple glaze is if you're fighting a lot of noise. But his tip about going offsetting glass sizes with a 7H airspace in between, almost accomplishing the same thing for less money, was an excellent, excellent tip. Windows are so technical now. You've got to really do the research. And you heard him. That fiberglass window is considerably stronger and more durable than anything they can give you in vinyl. Take a hard look at the fiberglass window. If you can afford it, go to that aluminum clad wood window. Enhance the quality of life in your home. It's beautiful. It's maintenance free. There you go, folks. Our takeaways for this show at Rosie on the House. And don't get scared. We'll be back.